Martina McBride, Oh Holy Night on Southern Alberta's Best Country, CJWE. It is 4:16. My name is Sarah, and as mentioned a few minutes ago, we have Kieran Starlight in studio because she is going to be one of the very talented artists that are going to be one of the vendors at Christmas at the Nation on, I believe it is next weekend, December 12th to the 14th. Kieran, how are you? How is your holiday season starting out?
I'm good. It's been really great. Yeah, it's exciting, and I'm just so happy to be here with you today.
We're very excited to have you here. So first off, you have been with Christmas at the Nation for 5 years now. So how has your experience been there as a creator?
Yeah, it's been amazing seeing the growth of the market and seeing just how many people attend it, you know, as customers and as people who are supporting local and Indigenous vendors. It's been so great to kind of be there from the very beginning and seeing how much it's grown now. Like, I'm so honored to be there and representing it and just helping kind of spread that messaging.
That's so great. So tell us about your art and your creativity.
Yeah, so I am a recent graduate of the Alberta University of the Arts, and I have a small business. It's called Kahish Streetwear and Design. And I do a lot of textile design. I do, you know, streetwear design and kind of custom apparel for clients. And it really is just kind of a mix of everything that I love, kind of molded into a great small business. So, yeah, I love it.
That's amazing. So what sort of items are we going to be seeing at your booth this year?
So I'll probably have, you know, some custom printed apparel. I'll have some nice, like, velvet skirts. And I also do these kind of nice, like, bougie beaded purses, like these mini purses. So, yeah, it'll be everything for anybody. I do, you know, I try to make sure that I can kind of create like a price range for everybody to afford, because I know it can be hard around the holidays. And, yeah, I'm just excited to see everybody's interest in it.
That's going to be amazing. So you said that you've loved to see it grow over the last 5 years that you've been there. And this year they will feature over 200 Indigenous and local artists, which is incredible. So as someone who is going for the first time, how would you recommend they take on all these vendors in this wonderful space?
I always recommend people to go on like a scouting mission first, where you kind of go through all the rows and, you know, make sure you're looking at everything first. And then your second time around is kind of when you understand, like, oh, this is where I want to go, or this is who I want to buy from. Because it does get overwhelming. You can kind of get lost in some of the vendors. And, you know, just be methodical about it, I guess, and have fun.
Of course. And there's going to be some delicious treats there, some treasures there, of course. And as an artist and as a creative with over 200 other artists and creatives there, it's got to be a great place to network as well.
It really is. And a lot of us vendors, you know, we kind of created this little community where we see each other at different markets. We see each other at other Indigenous local events. And so, you know, this holiday season is always about connecting with people and yeah, just seeing people that you really enjoy. And the market is really great for that, for visiting and for sharing. And, you know, in terms of culture, like, we'll have cultural presentations happening throughout the weekend as well. And so we welcome everybody to come out and enjoy that with us.
That's incredible. It's got to be inspiring as well to meet so many people. So what inspires you to be a creative and an artist and to create your work?
So I've always been, yeah, just, I loved working with my hands for as long as I can remember. And, you know, my parents were very supportive growing up in terms of find your gift and, you know, find a way to kind of work that into your life. And so, yeah, being a small business owner, being a creator and a designer and an artist, like, that's something that's really important for me. And it's important that my kids see that, you know, you can thrive doing things that you love.
Yeah. And you do have two young kids. Are they excited for Christmas? I mean, they're kids. They got to be excited for Christmas. But what are they excited for the most, do you think?
I think they're excited for definitely, like, staying home all the time. My girls always ask me, like, what day of the week is it? Is it the weekend, you know? So, yeah, I think she's just really looking forward to spending time at home with family and getting presents from Santa, playing with all her toys, which is, you know, what it should be about during the holidays.
Definitely. What's your favorite part of Christmas?
my favorite part is just slowing down, you know, just being able to take that time to sit at home and enjoy snowy weather if you can. And yeah, just spend time with my family and get my house in order if that's what has to happen. Yeah, just connecting with people that I love is my favorite part.
Amazing. Well, you can connect with Kieran at Christmas at the Nation 2025, celebrating Indigenous artists and performers, local artists and small businesses such as hers, from December 12th to the 14th at the Seven Chiefs Sportsplex. And for all the details, you can head on over to our events page on cjwe.ca. It's going to be a full weekend of really creative people that are going to love to have you there. Kieran, is there anything else you would like to mention about the market or yourself? Where can everybody find out more about your small business and you?
Yeah, you can visit my Instagram page at Kahit Streetwear and Designs. But I really do want to just, you know, just stress, like, we want everybody to come and enjoy the market. Like, it's running, I believe, 11 to 7 Friday and Saturday, and then 11 to 4 on the Sunday. And parking lot's great. There's a lot of local businesses around if you get hungry. And yeah, we want to see you there. So come out and enjoy it with us.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. I'm excited to head out there. I'll be there on the 13th. We're going to be roaming around, doing some Christmas shopping, talking to some vendors, and having a whole lot of fun. We'll see you there.